The next line is the best discipline is taming your mind stream. Well, there's not much more to say after that. Yeah, that's the essence of the whole practice, is taming our mind stream. So as you're doing the refuge practice right now, what you want to aim for is a deepening in of your wisdom and your compassion. Okay? So the purpose of the practice isn't just to generate a lot of emotional faith, but it's to really understand the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, what they are, what our relationship with it is with them. And then the faith will naturally come and the inspiration to practice will naturally come from that. Okay? So we're not sitting there trying to go, okay, I've got to make myself have faith, because that's not going to work. Okay? But if you really think about the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and then you think, I have the possibility to develop those same qualities, that the Buddha wasn't always a Buddha primordially, but was just like me, you know, but he practiced, and I just, you know, kept playing poker, or, you know, exercising my thumbs. So, you know, he created the cause and I didn't, but we have the same potential. So I can also, you know, attain Buddhahood. And so then think of, you know, well, what did the Buddha practice? And the two key elements, of course, are wisdom and compassion. And both of them we practice based on a determination to be free from cyclic existence. So there you have the three principal aspects of the path. So you see how they fit into your practice of refuge. Okay? Then, you know, in terms of taming your mind, we really have to put some effort into it. You know, that's important. It's not going to happen by just... well, gee, I wish my mind would get tamed, or Buddha, 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 you know, please make my mind get calm, or, you know, when are the scientists going to develop the pill that will give me samadhi, you know, but, you know, this is going to come about through making effort ourselves, okay? So making effort is different from pushing ourselves. Okay, this is quite important. Yeah. I remember once I went to a Montessori school and we were showing the kids how to meditate, and there was a little girl in the front row. Okay, that's not making effort. Yeah. That's having a tight mind. That's trying too hard. That's pushing yourself. So there definitely has to be an element of self-acceptance in this, of, you know, a certain degree of mental relaxation, but also a mind that stays on track. Okay? So relaxation does not mean, yeah. And staying on track doesn't mean, you know, you're galloping a horse. So you want the, you know, the middle way somehow between those, where you are consistent in doing your practice, yeah, and there's self-acceptance, but you also keep trying and you keep going deeper, okay? So that's a very important element of this whole thing. Okay.